Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
You're listening to Sports Talk Mississippi On Demand, presented by Pearl River Resort. Escape to Choctaw, Mississippi and enjoy world-class gaming, the Dancing Rabbit Golf Club, and Geyser Falls Water Park. Escape to Pearl River Resort. From D2 to D3.
Summer, spring, and fall, we cover the sports and we cover them all.
With JT Mitchell.
Best in sports and
full reports.
Listen here
throughout the year.
All right, short episode today as it is Selection Sunday. Let's get it. I'm your host, JT Mitchell, and this is From D2 to D3, your new home for Division 2 and 3 sports coverage across the Magnolia State. Thanks for tuning in today on this rainy Sunday afternoon. It's nice, though. You know, we've been calling for rain for it feels like 200 or so days now. It's finally here. Of course, it rained over the weekend in Jackson, and then was windy in Cleveland, kind of, lessening the environments to an extent, but doesn't matter. Both Delta State and Belhaven are conference champions. It's the first time since 2008 that a D3 school and a D2 school in Mississippi are conference champions in the same season. As always, this episode is brought to you by Eves Law Firm. I don't care what you need. If you need an attorney, though, they are the best of the best in town, the best in the state, and I'd even put them up there as the best when it comes to international work. Contact Eves Law now or tomorrow morning when they open their doors at 601-355-7961 or go online to eveslaw.com. So let's start with the D3 playoffs as we're still waiting to hear Delta State's fate, which we'll have right after the break. Belhaven, they obviously secured their first USA South championship since joining the conference 2 years ago. It's their first conference championship since 06 and their second since becoming a football program a little over two decades ago. So Belhaven, I don't even know how to put it. I think they got a crap draw. I really do. They will go against number one in the nation, the reigning national champions, North Central, in round one of the Division III playoffs. I did see their reaction video when the whole team was together and they found out their fate. The confidence is still there. That's what you want to see. And, you know, if they beat North Central, they might as well just go ahead and win it all, if you ask me. North Central is honestly a juggernaut. I was looking at some projections yesterday, and it looked like Belhaven was going to land, you know, with somebody like Whitworth, who hovers around that number 20 in the nation area. But unfortunately, that's not the case. The Blazers will travel to Illinois to take on North Central on Saturday, November 18th. And you might be asking, how did Belhaven get this draw? Well, it's pretty simple. For some reason, the selection committee decided not to give North Central the number one seed on their side of the bracket in their bracket. Instead, they gave it to UW La Crosse. I've seen a lot of flack about that online. Maybe something with North Central playing a non-D3 game at some point in the year. I don't know. But the way the quadrant works is Trinity will play Hardin-Simmons. North Central will play Belhaven. The winner of those two games, I imagine it's going to be Trinity, will play each other. So Trinity versus Belhaven or North Central. But like I said, I don't like this draw, but I don't think it's an unwinnable game for Belhaven. I was just looking at my phone, and I saw a tweet from Carlton Brown, star defensive lineman for the Blazers, and he said, "Anywhere, any place, anytime, put the ball down." That's the confidence we need. And it has to be. This is going to be the toughest game of the year. I can't reiterate this enough. If Belhaven does pull off this upset, North Central has played in three of the last Stag Bowls, won two of them. This would not only be the biggest upset in Belhaven history, but it could lead to a championship. If they win this game, they might as well just win it all. So what does Belhaven need to do to get a round one win? I think the rushing attack is going to be there. I think the defense is going to be there. Both of those sectors have pretty much been there all 10 games. I think the key, though, is quarterback Tim Johnson. I understand that he is the best quarterback all around in Belhaven history, but he has to be accurate. I said last week that I wanted to see an accurate game out of Tim Johnson. We did not get that last week against Brevard. I promise you that Luke Lennon over there at North Central is going to be accurate. Lennon leads the nation in completion percentage. Johnson, on the other hand, is not even sniffing the top 100. He's the number 133 in the nation at 56% on the year. He turned the ball over twice yesterday. We need a really clean game out of Tim Johnson if Belhaven's going to win this ball game. Looking at the stats here a bit in terms of comparing the two, Belhaven has the number 4 rushing attack in the nation. North Central has the number 2 rushing attack in the nation. Belhaven has the number 13 scoring defense in the nation, allowing 11.5 points per game. North Central has the number 16 scoring defense, allowing just over 12 points per game. Passing is where you see the real gap between these two, and that's why I stress Tim Johnson having, honestly, the best game of his career. Neither team puts up a ton of yards through the air. North Central is at number 56 with around 260 per game, while Belhaven is at number 174, 90 yards less, 170 yards passing per game. North Central is averaging 60 points per game, while Belhaven is averaging right around 40. Overall, I mean, on paper, these two teams aren't as far apart as you might think when you're looking at the number one team in the nation unanimously pretty much throughout the season, and then Belhaven, who has not been ranked up until this point, something our listeners know I've complained about throughout the season. So it does have the makings to be a really good game, and the stage is set. Belhaven and North Central this Saturday. Kickoff in round one of the Division III playoffs is set for noon in Naperville. I'm super excited. I look forward to seeing what the Blazers can put together. Those are my initial thoughts on Belhaven's seeding going into the D3 playoffs. I'm sure I'll form a few more overnight. Let's take a short break, and when we come back, we'll talk about Delta State's first round matchup. I'll tell you, it is a familiar foe coming to Cleveland. We'll also go over some basketball scores from the weekend that was, and then wrap up this short episode of From D2 to D3. Hang on, we'll be back.
Do you ever struggle with me or I, or maybe further and farther? That's okay. We all do, because the English language isn't easy, but we have the perfect solution for you. Pocket Grammar 24 Mistakes You'll Never Make Again is your new sidekick to making sure that those mistakes don't happen. From memorable pro tips to fun visuals, Pocket Grammar is for everyone. Whether you're a student, a professional writer, or just want to make sure that those Facebook posts you're putting out there every day are grammatically correct, Pocket Grammar is for you. Go to www.thepocketgrammar.com today. That's thepocketgrammar.com to get yours now.
We're back with From D2 to D3. I'm JT Mitchell, and we just went over who Belhaven will be playing in the D3 playoffs. Tough matchup against top-ranked North Central, but could make for the biggest upset of the year. On the Division II side, Delta State is in, and the opponent is the West Florida Argos. Yeah. This really is no surprise. The Bracketology has been predicting this matchup for weeks now, and Corey Gwynn of D2Football.com and I even discussed this possibility a few weeks back. We entertained it. We thought through who might win if this were to happen, and both of us, you know, we're on the same page that Delta State has what it takes to get this win. But I guess at this point, it's a tale as old as time in the making, where West Florida and Delta State, both in the GSC, of course, face off in the postseason. Delta State is definitely looking for the other side of the coin here. Last year, you might remember that the Statesmen, they beat West Florida in the regular season before falling to the Argos in round two of the playoffs. This year, Delta State's only loss on the year is West Florida, and now they're hoping the win will come in the postseason. That's when it really matters, right? I think it is overall a favorable opponent for Delta State. They know West Florida now. They have film, and they're honestly in a better spot than they were 4 weeks ago. I know the same can be said about West Florida. You can say, oh, they have film on Delta State too. Well, maybe so. But I have watched both of these two teams pretty closely, and I think Delta State's gotten better here in the last part of the season, more so than West Florida. But we'll see. You know, when we caught up with Gwen a couple of weeks ago, I kind of twisted his arm and asked him which GSC team has the best chance of making a run in the playoffs. And he straight up said, you know, I said, you can plead the fifth, man. He straight up said that Delta State is who he believes has the best chance out of the GSC. And I tend to agree. If you ask me, the Statesmen, they just need to keep doing what they've been doing, try to hold off Pee Wee Jarrett and John Giles as much as possible. And, you know, before I got back behind the mic, I went and looked at my notes from the game in the regular season and underlined like four different times is Shegog's accuracy. It was his most inaccurate game of the year, one of his most inaccurate games of his career, and I think that was just the main difference. That and a few lapses on the defensive side in the second half made for the comeback. I mean, West Florida came back. Delta State was up 21-10. West Florida came back, won 24-21. It was close. And I think Shegog's play that game was atypical. He is typically the best quarterback in the conference. It was an atypical game. He quickly reverted back to what he is week in and week out on a usual basis. And I imagine he'll play like he always plays this weekend. It won't be like it was last time. And I think Delta State comes away with the win. While we're here, though, let's take a quick look at the numbers. Since this is a GSC matchup, Delta State has the top offense in the conference, while West Florida has the top defense. The Statesmen have the second best defense on paper, that is, while West Florida has the fourth best offense. West Florida is allowing 15 points per game, while scoring 34 points per game. Delta State, on the other side, is allowing around 17 points per game while scoring 44.5 points per game. The key to the game, I kind of already did it, is just Shegog's accuracy. Just learn from what went wrong when you played them the first time around and do your thing, man. And your team will more than likely follow suit, and Delta State will get the win. On the other side, if they do get that win, though, it could be another rematch from against a GSC opponent. Whoever wins out of Delta State and West Florida could very well likely play Valdosta State. Val State will play Limestone in round one. I like Val State to win that game. And I really don't think there's a lot of people out there. Let's say it. There's a lot of people out there that are complaining about, oh, all the Gulf South Conference teams are playing against each other in the playoffs. Who cares? In my opinion, playing the teams you've already played might be an advantage. If you look at what Delta State has done this year, they're conference champions for a reason. Why not let them go through the GSC gauntlet again? That might be better. You don't have to play new opponents. You don't have to start from square one in terms of preparation. So if Delta State does make it through West Florida, say Val State beats Limestone, say Delta State makes it through Val State, I don't think going through two GSC opponents to make it to the quarterfinals is that bad of a situation. I honestly think it's favorable for the Statesmen. So if they do make it through, they'll probably end up playing Benedict or Lenoir Rhine in the first spot in the semifinals. I'm feeling really good about the Statesmen. I really am, and I know they'll be ready. They always are under Todd Cooley. So with Belhaven being 750 miles away this weekend, I'll actually be in Cleveland. I'm stoked. I will be in Cleveland. I have not seen a kickoff time yet for Delta State West Florida round one of the Division II playoffs, but I'll keep you updated on Twitter/X at JT Mitchell Radio. Before we go, let's do a quick look around at some other sports. It's not just football going on. Speaking of Delta State, big time run for the Statesmen men's soccer team. Going into the conference tournament, they either had a losing record or were around 500 or at 500. Didn't matter, though. They took down top 25 Mississippi College in round one. They then beat Auburn University Montgomery in the semis. Unfortunately, they did fall to West Florida earlier today in the championship. Hopefully, that will not be a sign of what's to happen this weekend on the gridiron. The Statesman soccer team will now head into the offseason, while Mississippi College has a chance, they still have a chance, to make the playoffs. The bracket there will be announced tomorrow. And basketball season is finally here. I know I've been teasing this for a while, the last couple weeks. I promise we are working on some coach interviews. They're in the makings. I promise you that. But you know, we're all kind of a little obsessed with football around here. And can you blame us? I think you probably are too if you're listening. But most teams, they tipped off this weekend. Going through the scores, the Millsaps men's team went 0-2 on the weekend. They fell to LaGrange and Huntington. The Lady Majors, they're expected to have a big year, preseason ranked number 4 in the SAA poll. Tough loss. They lost to Huntington by 1. You know, that's a free throws difference. The Belhaven men's team, they started the year hot with 2 wins over SAA teams, Rhodes and Barry. The Lady Blazers lost both of their games in the Webster Tip-Off Classic. Over at the W, the Lady Owls started the year off with a win over Oglethorpe, while the men will not start their season until Wednesday against Covenant. The Delta State men split games this weekend to start 1-1, while the women are 2-0 with wins over Lemoyne, Owen, and Lane College. MC started the year with a big win, that's the men's team, while the women, they split their first 2 games and are sitting at 1-1. So that kind of wraps us up. A little football selection Sunday, a little soccer, basketball. Obviously, we did not expound on the last two, but some is better than none. So I hope you're more educated on what's going on across the D2 and D3 landscapes on this fine Sunday afternoon. We'll be back later this week. This has been From D2 to D3. For more coverage, go to supertalk.fm. Find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. I'm your host, JT Mitchell, and I'll catch you next time.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.